Welcome to the Protect My Pet Show podcast with your host, Joe Medrano. The Protect My Pet Club weekly podcast provides pet owners with safety tips and training resources to protect their pets. In addition to weekly staffing and training tips, we'll occasionally have guests on the show who are veterinarians, animal trainers, pet groomers, and other pet-related specialists. We do appreciate your support and feedback. If you have any suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover on a future podcast or wish to subscribe to our podcast, please let us know by visiting us at imcpetinsurance.com. Now, on with the show.
Hello, and welcome to the show. My name is Joe Medrano, and today we're going to talk all about cats. First, we're going to talk about ear infections that cats get. And then we're going to talk a little bit about minimizing hairballs in cats. And then we'll finish off with some fun facts about Siamese cats. So let's go ahead and get started. If you have a cat, there's a pretty good chance your feline friend will get an ear infection at some point. Ear infections are one of the most common ailments for cats. The good news is they can usually be treated fairly easily if they're caught early, which makes it important to know the signs. Ear infections are referred to by the part of the ear that has been affected. Otitis externa is when the outer portion of the ear is infected. If the infection spreads to the middle part of the ear, it's referred to as otitis media. And once the infection reaches the inner ear, it is referred to as otitis interna. Otitis interna is a very serious condition that can lead to loss of hearing and balance because the inner ear contains the eardrum and structures that manage equilibrium. It's not as prevalent as infections in the outer or middle ear and can indicate an immune disorder or abnormality in the way the inner ear is formed. Ear infections can happen to cats of any age or breed. However, cats with allergies, diabetes, or conditions that weaken the immune system, such as feline leukemia, may be more at risk. Breeds with smaller outer ears, like Himalayans and Persians, are also more prone to ear infections. Cats have a tendency to hide or mask their symptoms when they're sick, so it can be tough to know when your cat has an ear infection, especially in the early stages. Physical symptoms can include strong odor around the ears, black specks, which can indicate ear mites, redness or inflammation around the ear, discharge from the ears, and excessive wax buildup. You may also see changes in your cat's demeanor, like depression or irritability, along with behavioral signs such as tilting the head to one side or shaking the head rapidly, pawing at his ears, rubbing the ear on the floor or furniture. In severe cases, a cat can lose hearing and appear to be ignoring your commands. In addition, they can lose their sense of balance and miss typically easy jumps or stagger when they walk. Cat ear infections are usually the result of overgrown bacteria, yeast, or both. They can also be caused by food or environmental allergies, wax buildup, tumors or polyps in the ear canal, something stuck in the ear such as a grass bristle, immune conditions, or trauma such as a deep scratch or bite wound. Ear mites are another common cause of ear infections. These parasites are so tiny that you can't see them with the naked eye, but they leave behind visible specks of black or brown waste. They can make quite a mess of wax and gunk in your cat's ears. If you think your cat has ear mites, contact your veterinarian. Mites can typically be treated with ear drops, and early detection could help your cat avoid an ear infection. Mites are also very contagious, so you should check the ears of any other pets in the house for them. Any infected pets will need to be treated to ensure they won't recur. To diagnose an ear infection, your veterinarian will examine your cat and look in their ears with an otoscope, which offers a magnified view of the inner ear. It enables the veterinarian to gauge the extent of the infection and see if there has been any damage to the eardrum. Other services may be needed, such as a culture to determine the type of bacteria causing the infection, or blood work to rule out other illnesses. Remember, if you suspect an ear infection, you should visit the veterinarian as soon as possible. Early treatment can help avoid complications like hearing loss. Cat ear infections are usually treated with antibiotics or antifungal medications. In severe cases that can't be handled by medication, surgery may be needed to excise the infection, which unfortunately can lead to permanent hearing loss. All of these treatments, from diagnosis and medications to surgery and hospitalization, can be covered by a pet health insurance plan. It is important to follow your veterinarian's instructions and give any prescribed medications carefully. If the infection is not treated properly, it can come back again. Some cats also have chronic ear infections, which may require surgical intervention. If your cat is prescribed eardrops to clear up an infection, make sure your veterinarian shows you how to use them. You can also refer to these steps to help. Hold the ear flap and gently pull it up to open the ear. 2, you can apply the eardrops as instructed into the ear canal. 3, continue to hold the ear flap up so the medication goes into the ear. And then place one finger in front and one in back of the ear flap and carefully massage the ear area. Once that's done, you can release the ear flap. Don't worry if your cat immediately shakes their head or paws at the ears. These are normal reactions and typically won't affect the eardrops. However, if you have any concerns about your cat's response to the drops or problems applying them, it's always a good idea to reach out to your vet. Now, there's no surefire way to prevent ear infections, but there are things you can do at home to help your cat avoid one. For instance, check your cat's ears regularly. Healthy ears should be pale pink with no debris, discharge, redness, swelling, or excessive wax buildup. You should consider a cleaning solution. There are over-the-counter ear cleaning products available for cats. Ask your veterinarian if any of them would be beneficial for your cat. Learn proper ear cleaning techniques. Have your veterinarian show you how to clean your cat's ears safely. And avoid using Q-tips to clean the inside of the ear, or you could damage the eardrum. Keep your cats inside. By keeping your cat safely indoors, you can help protect them from parasites, such as ear mites, illnesses, and injuries, like bite wounds, which could lead to ear infections. Get your cat an annual exam. Yearly checkups can help your veterinarian detect issues that could result in an ear infection, like ear mites or excessive wax buildup. Now let's talk about minimizing hairballs in cats. Cat parents can surely recognize those coughing and retching sounds their cats make and know what comes next, a yucky hairball that needs to be cleaned up off the floor. It's certainly not the most glamorous part of having a cat. While you can't prevent hairballs from happening, there are ways to minimize them. Unfortunately, hairballs are part of life for most cats and cat parents. There's even a National Hairball Awareness Day, which is the last Friday in April. While they can be pretty nasty, hairballs are actually the result of healthy grooming habits. Cats lick their fur to keep it clean, and those rough tongues capture loose hair, dander, and dirt, which then gets swallowed. Most of this hair goes right through your cat without a hitch, but sometimes it accumulates in the stomach and develops into a hairball. Eventually, cats cough up the hairball along with saliva and bile. Quite the pretty package, eh? Interestingly enough, hairballs are not actually ball-shaped. They're thin and long, since they are shaped by the esophagus as they come up and out the mouth. Any kind of cat can get hairballs, except maybe hairless breeds, like the Sphinx, who only have a light peach fuzz covering their bodies. Breeds with thick, full coats, like Persians, are prone to get them more often because of their longer hair. If you have a cat, you're probably quite familiar with the hairball routine. Your cat's back arches, the shoulders crunch down, and the hacking, retching, and gagging begins. This can go on for what seems like a long time if you're listening in on those disturbing sounds, but typically it only lasts a few seconds. And then suddenly, up comes the hairball. You can both breathe a sigh of relief, except you still have to clean it up. It's pretty normal for a cat to have a hairball every week or two, and they're typically not a big deal. Even the cleanup is usually pretty easy. It's usually just a one paper towel kind of job. Keep in mind that cats who are sick can have a cough, which could be mistaken for a hairball. If your cat's cough is persistent or you notice other symptoms, such as a discharge from the eyes or nose, you should visit the veterinarian to find out if your cat has an illness, like an upper respiratory infection, that needs to be treated. You should also get your cat checked out if they are frequently vomiting with or without hairballs. This can be a sign of an inflammatory bowel disease, cancer, or other sicknesses. Hairballs can cause problems if they don't come up and get stuck in the intestines. A hairball blockage can be serious and may need to be removed through surgery. If you notice that your cat is especially lethargic or has repeated coughing and retching episodes that don't produce a hairball, you should contact your vet. While you can't completely stop hairballs from happening, there are things you can do to minimize them. It's true that cats are usually good at grooming themselves, but frequent brushing can help remove loose hairs, dander, and dirt that would otherwise get swallowed and cause a hairball. Plenty of cats enjoy being brushed, but there are some who don't enjoy the experience. If that's the case for your cat, these tips can help. Let your cat sniff and get familiar with a brush before starting. Brush your cat during calmer periods of the day, not when they're ready to play. Tire your cat out before brushing with an interactive game. And be patient, brush slowly at first, and offer plenty of praise and a treat. It might take some time, but hopefully your cat will learn to love the extra attention during brush time. Cats who groom excessively are likely to swallow more hair, which can cause more hairballs. If your cat is spending too much time grooming, try to interrupt those lengthy sessions with a game or a good cuddle. You might also want to give your cat a new toy or somehow liven up their day in case they're grooming too much out of boredom. A checkup won't prevent hairballs, but it is a great time to talk to your vet about your cat's grooming habits and any concerns you have about hairballs. It also helps your veterinarian detect health issues early on when they can be easier to treat and the prognosis can be better for your cat. You should ask your veterinarian for hairball remedy recommendations that might work well for your cat. Here are a few options available. Hairball formula cat food. You can buy a cat food brand designed specifically to help reduce hairballs. They are typically high in fiber to help move hair through the digestive system more easily and contain fatty acids to promote healthy skin and fur. Or you can try a diet supplementation. It can be helpful to add more fiber or fatty acids to your cat's diet with pet-safe fruits and veggies, such as pumpkin or fish oil. Or a homeopathic hairball remedies. Your veterinarian may have suggestions for homeopathic remedies, which you can add to your cat's food to help that excess hair move through the digestive tract. Hairball products. From soft chews to gels and paste, there are quite a few products on the market designed to reduce hairballs. Many of them are mild laxatives that help hairballs pass more easily. These remedies may not be effective for all cats, but they might be worth trying depending on your situation. Well, now that we've talked about hairballs and ear infections, let's talk a little bit about pet insurance. Pet insurance covers all sorts of things, including hairball blockages. A blockage can be expensive to treat, especially if it requires surgery. While many people don't think that cats need to be covered, the truth is cat parents can really benefit from pet insurance. Kitties can get hairball blockages, swallow things they shouldn't, fall down the stairs, or get sick with illnesses from common ear mites to cancer. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about Siamese cats. Siamese cats are known for their striking features and affectionate nature. If you're looking for a constant companion, the Siamese could be a great match for you. These fashionable felines love to play and spend time with their families, and they always have something to say. Siamese cats originated from Thailand. The breed's name was actually derived from the word Siam, the former name of Thailand. In ancient times, Siamese cats were a favorite of royal families due to their appearance. It was believed that when a member of the royal family died, their Siamese cat would receive their soul. The cat would then spend the rest of their days living luxuriously in a temple with monks and priests as their servants. Siamese cats were not seen in the U.S. until the late 19th century. One of the first known owners of a Siamese cat was First Lady Lucy Hayes, wife of President Rutherford B. Hayes, who was in office from 1877 to 1881. She received the cat as a gift from a U.S. diplomat working in Thailand. Well, those are some fun facts. Now, the Siamese cat's crystal blue eyes are one of their distinct features. The breed is also known for their unusually large, pointy ears, sleek tails and bodies, and color points that may be seen on their face, ears, paws, and tail. The Siamese is a natural breed, which means their coat pattern was a result of a genetic mutation. The Siamese has four different color variations: seal point, chocolate point, blue point, and lilac point. Many other breeds have come from the Siamese, like the Oriental, the Balinese, the Tonkinese, and the Havana Brown. A seal point Siamese may have a pale fawn to cream-colored body with dark brown color points on their face that spread out from their nose, ears, and paws down to their tail. Their paw pads and nose leather are also dark brown. Chocolate point Siamese cats have ivory bodies with milk chocolate color points on their nose, ears, paws, and tail. Their nose leather and paw pads are cinnamon pink. The blue point Siamese has a bluish white body with deep blue points. Their nose and paw pads are slate colored. And then the lilac point. This type of Siamese cat has a white body with pinkish gray points, cinnamon pink nose, and cinnamon pink paw pads to match. The Siamese is very talkative and craves attention. They love their family so much that they always want a member of the family to be around them. When they don't get the interaction they desire, they're known to seem pouty and sad. So if you're thinking of getting a Siamese but are away at work during the day, you might consider getting two. That way, they'll each have a buddy at all times. If you're thinking of getting a Siamese and already have other pets, you probably won't have to worry about your new furry family member getting along with the others. Siamese cats generally get along well with other cats, dogs, and children, as long as they play nice. Siamese cats are very intelligent and athletic. Active and stimulating games can be great for them. Here are some you can try. Ping pong balls can be tons of fun for your Siamese to bat around. Try bouncing one off the floor, wall, or a piece of furniture for them to chase. It can also be very entertaining to bounce a ping pong ball around the bathtub. But make sure there is nothing in or around the tub that might hurt your cat if they land on it. With the lights out, move a string or cat toy around in front of a flashlight near a wall. The shadow your hand and string make will fascinate your feline. Watch as they try to catch the obscure shapes. Catnip scented bubbles can make an energetic and tasty activity for these agile cats. They'll love popping the flavorful bubbles with their mouth and paws. You can join the fun by using a bubble wand to create the bubbles. This game can also be a way to keep your kitty entertained while you're occupied by the bubble machine. Siamese cats have short, fine coats, so a weekly brushing will do just fine to keep them shiny and healthy. Combing will remove dead hairs and distribute skin oils. It's a good idea to brush your Siamese teeth every day, or at the very least once a week, to help prevent periodontal disease. Most cats have evidence of periodontal disease by age 3 due to neglected dental hygiene. It's recommended that your cat gets professional teeth cleanings every year, in addition to having their pearly whites brushed regularly at home. Well, that about wraps it up for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was my pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to having you listen to our next podcast. So from all of us here at Protect My Pet Club, thank you. And remember, while pets are not our whole lives, they do help to make our lives whole. So until next time.
Thank you for joining us today. Our goal is to help you protect your pets. If you'd like a free quote on an affordable pet insurance policy or coverage to protect your home and auto, please visit us at imcpetinsurance.com. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to having you listen to our next podcast. If you have any questions, please call us at 1-800-965-2955 or email us at mypet@imcpetinsurance.com.